words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" Jesus looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Now, while he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And when they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in to where the child was. He took her by the hand and he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this, they were overcome with amazement, and he strictly ordered them that no one should know this and told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The touch of faith. This woman, suffering from bleeding for 12 long years. Many hands had touched her in those 12 years. Many hands had touched her, offering to heal her, offering to bring her back to wholeness. Of course, there would be a charge involved. You understand, isn't it worth it just for the chance to be healed? Hands after hands after hands touched this woman, laying their hands on her, and though they promised health and wholeness and healing, she only grew worse. It seemed the hands of the healers were not as powerful as they said. Can you imagine what it was like to be this woman? To be strung along year after year, month after month, day after day, with promises from the physicians, from those who had been trained in the best medicine of the time. And yet, at each moment of hope, at each opportunity, at each new treatment, wondering whether this would be the one that would work, only suffering to find out that nothing changed, at least not for the better. Now, healthcare has come a long, long way in the 2,000 or so years since this woman walked the earth. We have changed the way we understand the human body. We have opened up the mysteries of even our DNA. With so much information, it would fill library upon library, all trapped in our cells. And yet science has opened it up to us, has shown us the intricacies of things like genetic disorders, genetic predispositions to disease, and has created some genetic treatments. Treatments like the one that many of us now have received, the treatment of a vaccine created using the science of DNA to treat and to protect us against the disease of the coronavirus. Treatments like the treatment that my son Eden received for his spinal muscular atrophy, a gene therapy that depended on the knowledge of how DNA works and was able to inject his body with a form of DNA that would create the protein that he's missing. Or the drug that he received previous to that, which relied on his own DNA, but patched it up so that it would work more properly. And in spite of missing some vital information, his body could still produce a necessary protein to keep his body alive. Medicine has come so, so far. We've learned how to set bones, how to repair wounds, how to stitch up nerves that have been severed, how to heal cases that women face in pregnancy, like preeclampsia. Medicine has come a long way. And yet, there are still those that know this odyssey of this woman with their health. Know the struggle of fighting against a disease that has no cure yet, but being willing to go through treatment upon treatment. Maybe it's Alzheimer's. Maybe it's cancer. Maybe it's a disease even rarer and more mysterious than those. There are many things we do not yet understand, may never understand about these bodies which we inhabit. But this woman, in spite of all of the struggle and the pain of that odyssey of her trying to seek out her health, 12 years later, still has enough energy, still has enough drive, still has enough hope and enough belief to try one more time. Even though everybody before that had come up short, even though this had seemed like an incurable thing, even though the mysteries of her disease had not yet been unlocked by the human mind, she struggled forward to go and find one more healer. When she got to where she heard that Jesus was, got down to the roadway and saw him moving along towards Jairus' house, she got there And I have to imagine that her first thought was one of dismay. It had been so hard just to get to this point. Now she came and saw Jesus walking there, but it wasn't going to be easy. She wasn't going to just be able to go up and have a conversation. Wasn't going to be able to greet him on the roadway because there was such a crowd around him that it pressed in on him, a whole bunch of people going along, yearning to be next to him, yearning to touch him, yearning to have some piece of this holy man, some taste of this holiness in them. And she must have thought, how will I ever get through to him? How will I get through the crowd to him? Too many times we place barriers between people and the healing that they desire, the healing that is available, the healing that is possible. There is a crowd here, a crowd of people that are moving along with Jesus, not being changed by their touch with him, because they're going along perhaps not with that same hope, not with that same need. Who knows what the hearts of those that were crowding in around Jesus were yearning for? But this one woman, her heart, her yearning, we do know. And even though there was a barrier, even though there was a fence of people, even though there were so many people and she was so sick and had been for so long, she kept her hope. She kept her endurance. She kept her faith. And pushing in to the crowd, wading in to the press of bodies, moving forward inch by inch along the roadway, being caught up in the moving crowd, carried along with them until she can just get close enough to just reach out her hand through one body and another and just get just a tiny little touch of Jesus' clothes. But it was a touch of faith. She had such faith. This woman who had come so far, who had tried so hard to get here. She was not going to be deterred any longer. And this holy man with his holy power was going to do something for her. She was going to meet him. She was going to be healed. And in that moment, in that grasping stretch, and even though she wasn't able to tap his shoulder and say, "Excuse me, sir," but just caught the back whiff of his clothing, she felt the healing power move through her and knew at once that her long odyssey of disease was over. Jesus turns around and says, "Who touched me?" And the disciples incredulous. There's so many that have been touching him. But he says, no, someone touched me and believed. Someone touched me and I felt the power of their faith and the power of my faith connect. And they connect for a moment. The woman comes forward and your faith has made you well. But this isn't the end of our story yet. This isn't the end of our gospel this morning. There's still a little bit more to go. Because the next thing that comes up, we hear of this purpose for which Jesus was moving on down the roadway, this little girl who was sick, who Jesus cared for and loved and wanted to go and tend to, who was called to. "Well, sir, your daughter is dead," your daughter is dead. It's a roadblock for sure. It's the word of the doctor that says there's nothing more we can do. It's the end of the road. Let us just turn to comfort now and to caring for one another. These are the wise words of the people that come to bring this message. Let us not bring any more trouble. And yet, like the woman who had fought through 12 years to get to him and was not deterred when the physicians told her that same message time after time, this is all I know how to do. Jesus continued to have hope. He continued to persevere. He continued to have faith. And overhearing what they said, Jesus says to the leader, "Do not fear, just believe." Now Jesus needs to fight through some crowds to get to this daughter, to get to this moment of healing that's coming. He tells the crowd that is following him, "Leave me be." He tells his disciples, "Stay behind, except for a certain three." And going further, he gets close to the house where the girl has died. He gets close to the house where he knows his healing power is going to work, and there's going to be a moment, and his hope will be consummated, where his belief will turn to seeing. And yet, he sees a roadblock, a challenge, a crowd, another crowd in between the healer and the one needing healing. Except this time it's Jesus who's pushing through the crowd. This time it's Jesus who is moving in and wading through the bodies in the house, pushing his way through, trying to get to the girl upstairs, finally saying, "Leave us. Stop your weeping. Stop your wailing. I just need a moment." And when he goes to where the child is, finally, in a moment of quiet, he reaches out with his hands and he touches her. And immediately, the healing comes. Immediately, the faith is renewed. Immediately, she gets up, breathes in a breath of life, and asks for something to eat. Jesus believes in each one of us, in each one of you, the same way that he believed in this little girl. The woman before had believed in him. Now it's Jesus believing in the woman, believing in who she is, believing in who she will be, believing in what she might be able to do, believing in who she might be able to love. Immediately, he goes to her. Immediately, on his touch, she rises. And immediately, Jesus is pushing through every force in between you and him and you to get to you as well. Through the crowds, through the noise of the world, through all of the fences and the barriers and the seemingly spiritual dead ends, to get to you and in a quiet place once again, to lay his hand on yours and speak a word of faith. Hear the voice of Jesus speaking. hear the voice of Jesus calling to you. Little child, get up. There's so many things that tell us that we do not have the power of faith. That power to change the world, that power to change ourselves. Maybe it's something in your own life that's telling you that you don't have that power. Maybe there are voices that are telling you that you are too sick, or too old, or too young, or too poor, or too busy to be able to have the impact on the world that God is calling you to have. Or maybe you are too sick, or too worried, or too stressed to be able to hear that voice. The voice of God is pushing through and will continue to push through all of those until you can hear that word again. And when you hear that word, when you feel that touch of God that might come in a quiet moment once the crowds have been hushed, hear that voice say to you, live. Amen.
Just